Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Number three, joining me now from the snow-covered part of Utah with his very nice woolen, is that a capote coat? Is that what you...
Capote.
Joining me now is the Professor Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. He sent me a picture right before we started of this woolen coat, and I like long coats. So, but you also sent me the link, so I'll go looking at that and everything. I'm going to faint when I see how much they want for one of those things, but I really want one.
Well, they're not furry because they're 100% wool.
Yeah.
You know,
are they warm? Is it warm?
Oh, yeah. The reason I've got that is because years and years ago, well, maybe five, 6 years ago, seven, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I went to visit a friend on his ranch in northern Wyoming, and he had these big gray woolen overcoat, like, things hanging on pegs in his entryway. And I was like, brother, what is that? And he goes, oh, you don't know? He said, yeah, because that's the capote. It's got a big hood and everything. And it's extra large. So, you know, if you had, even if you had a coat or a sweatshirt or something on underneath it, it's plenty big, you know? And I said, oh, he said, yeah. He goes, you know what that's for? I said, what? And he said, for winter campfires. I said, hell yes, you're talking my language, brother. So while I was up there on his ranch, we had a nighttime fire, and we sat out, and it was just powdery snow falling out of the sky, and we had whiskey and cigars by the fire, and it was fantastic. And so from that moment on, I was on the hunt for a capote, and of course, I told my beloved wife, and she had one commissioned and made for me for Christmas about five years ago. So, yeah, they're man out here in the mountains. Oh, they're fantastic, and of course they're, you know, being wool, you know, the snow just beads right off of them. These Gen Zs and millennial kids that don't understand, they don't wear wool, they don't understand wool. It's a gift from God,
right?
Like wool socks, brother.
Well, you know, it looks like it was cut like a duster coat would be cut.
Yeah. It has one button total that if it gets really cold, you could pull the flap up and tighten it around your neck. It's got a double shoulder cape, and it's got a big hood, and it's got a nice fat waist strap. You just tie it like a robe. It actually has a nice interior pocket too, so you can put. Like if I'm hiking around, I stick my phone in the interior pocket and seal it up, and it's perfectly good to go. So it makes walks in the snow very, very pleasurable.
I can imagine. Anyway, yeah, that'll be something we go on later on down the road. Let's talk a little bit. Let's talk a little shop. Let's talk a little behind the scenes now. Paul and I were having this discussion. We're not going to mention any names or anything. This is more cathartic for me than anything else. Paul's just going to humor me for the next little bit, just to let me get it off my chest. Cause he's been through the same thing. And it's a daily occurrence. One of the problems with being a public person, Paul. Why did I say Dan? Paul, is that when you get out.
No, Dan's there, another hour, a different hour.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Just came from Dan. But the problem with being public is that when you're public, you're putting it out there. And sometimes, let's say you'll get some unsolicited input.
Oh, yeah. We like to call those RIAs.
Okay, explain that to me.
Romeo India Alpha. That'd be a random internet.
Okay, is that enough? I understand. Yeah. I understand. Yeah, that works for me. That would work for me. To that end, one of the things I always do, like I get a lot of one of the things I get a lot of grief about is my choice of flashlight to go on a gun. And I'll tell you why I did it. I'm running O lights on most of my long guns at the moment. Right. I've got a few. Huh?
I said, Oh,
well, I did that because I had a relationship with them for a bit. I had read all the bad things about them where the guy that supposedly there's a guy that died because he put an O light in his mouth that had a bad lithium ion battery in it. And the lithium ion battery blew up in his mouth, which I would imagine would sting. But I think that has a little more to do with the battery than it did the light.
Yeah. I don't see that killing a human. I see it maiming a human. But
I don't know.
Like when you say, I don't know.
Can't find the name of the guy this supposedly happened to. I don't know if this is just, you know, I know that Olight is made in China.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And recently, anyway, I'll give you an example. So I did a review of, are you familiar with the company called G-Code? G-Code?
G-Code, I know they exist. They make holsters, right?
They make holsters. They also make really good belts and chest rigs, if that's your thing. Really, I mean, they carry a line. They don't have a big variety, but they're skeletal. The Scorpion pouch is really good. Good thing. Good thing. So I review their chest rig battle belt combo. And in the comments I get, I'm not going to take any gear advice from a guy who runs O-lights on his guns. And I'm just thinking,
well, there you go.
I'm just thinking, okay, well, I mean,
then don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
But I mean, isn't that, how do you like to deal with that when that happens?
Oh, that kind of nonsense. I put up with that for all of about 5 seconds. If my sons don't discover it, Zach's pretty good about it, but he doesn't spend all day scouring it. So normally Zach will catch things like that, especially on YouTube, and people jump in and I don't know what it is about YouTube viewers that just makes them the most toxic, hateful, disgusting humans on planet Earth, but they're there. And generally Zach, if he thinks it'll help, he'll like say, well, maybe you would like to do this, or he'll just scrub them. He'll just make them go away. I have that. I learned a long, long time ago that they don't want to have a conversation with you. They don't want to exchange ideas. Those people just want to make themselves seem like the smartest person in the room.
They just want to stay.
Of course, they're probably in the room by themselves.
Right.
You know, like, yeah, they're alone in their mom's basement sitting on a bean bag eating Cheetos, and they have an orange phallus typing on their laptop about how they don't like what you're doing. It's like, okay, cool.
I probably need to go back and bleep that part out. Yeah.
I don't think so. That's proper English.
Okay.
And the truth is half of the Gen Zs and millennials don't know what it is anyway.
Right. Well, I guess.
Speak the King's English, you know, to understand that, but, but I digress.
You digress.
I don't put up with that nonsense and I do not engage. As you said, you know, they don't want a conversation. They don't want to get information. They just want to make themselves seem smart. And they're not, which is frustrating for you and I, because you know, if we were honest with ourselves, we know that for every one of these imbecilic trolls, there's probably 10, 20 or 100 good people.
Hang on right there, if you will. We're going to continue this when we get back, talking to Paul Markle, student of the gun. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back. We could be calling this Bill's opus of lamentations, but having a discussion about just behind the scenes stuff with Paul Markle, student of the gun. You probably have more of it than I do, just because you have so many different things going on out there. I have three radio shows and a YouTube channel, and I got social media. And this is the thing. I wouldn't do any of this stuff if I didn't have a radio show. at all. I wouldn't be on social media.
Oh, yeah.
I have a Twitter account or an X account or whatever it's called. And I barely use that. And everything else that I do use, I use Instagram a little bit. I use YouTube a little bit. And, you know, I'm in my 60s. I'm an old white guy. It's uphill. It's like swimming upstream, heading for the grizzly bears with that one. And with all of that stuff, all the stuff that I try to do and everything, it's part of it is to highlight the people that are kind enough to support me. And the other part of it is just I enjoy doing it. But then I start seeing these yahoos that have. I always go and check it on YouTube. If somebody comes in there and says something stupid or ad hominem, I click on them to see what they've got going on, and inevitably they have nothing going on the platform. You know, they might have a few playlists they put up there, or if they two subscribers and one video, and it's about when the dog sings with them.
Yeah, that's just their troll account. That's who they go to. Like, let everybody know how smart they are. We can't get around it. And like you said, you know, we talked about this and probably 10 years ago or whatever. I was like, this social media stuff is toxic and it's garbage. And a good friend of mine who's a marketing guy in the firearms industry is like, yeah, you're right, it is. But that's where your people are going to look for you. And I was like, And unfortunately, what's happened in our industry is the wise old men who used to run the marketing departments have all retired.
Right.
And they've all been replaced by millennials who went to college and were taught all about analytics and algorithms and right?
They're the same people. They got a hold of Bud Light.
Yeah, exactly. The sad thing is the people that are running these corporations, the presidents and the vice presidents and CEOs and stuff, they don't want to have to think about or deal with any of this social media garbage. So what do? They hire a millennial, a 30-something, and this 30-something guy, they're like, oh, here's what I can do for you, Mr. Jones. Oh, man, we need to be working the social media, and we need to be working the Instagram and the blah, 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 blah. And of course, Mr. Jones doesn't want to deal with any of that crap. So he's just like, okay,
do what you got to do.
Do what you got to do.
That's why I hired you.
Whatever. Yeah, go ahead, do it. And so what they do though, is they get on there and then they bring Mr. Jones these numbers. They're like, oh, look, Mr. Jones, look at how many views this got. Look at how many interactions this got. Blah, 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 blah. Well, the elephant in the room or the 100-pound gorilla in the corner is that as 5% of them Asian kids in the overseas, you know, Japanese teenagers, Filipino teenagers, Chinese spy bots. Look at what happened when Musk bought Twitter.
Yeah.
When he was going to buy and he required transparency. And they found out that a huge percentage of the quote unquote Twitter followers that people were claiming were all bots. They were non-humans. They were just accounts created by a computer so that they could bump up numbers. And he's like, these numbers are fake. They're false. They're not real numbers. But that's what happens is people, these Instagram, these influencers, they literally will pay these bot farms in the Philippines or India or whatever to create 1,000 freaking followers for them. And so they'll go out, you know, they'll approach these companies, these influencers, and they're like, oh, I have 94,000 followers. And so they're supposed to be dutifully impressed. But the reality is half of them are fake. Half of them are, you know, bots that they created. They're fake accounts. Or, like I said, how many of them, you know, then you've got to say, how many of them are under age 18? Because, you know, I think we all are, you know, can can admit that teenagers in the Philippines aren't buying Hornady products. They're not buying Smith & Wesson products. They're not buying Glocks. You know, Japanese teenagers aren't buying Remingtons and Mossbergs.
Right.
They're just, you know, they're just, it's just, you know, a hobby for them. You know, that's overseas, guns are the forbidden fruit anyway.
Right.
That's why airsoft is so popular, because they're not allowed to have real guns. So they pretend to be free people, by buying airsoft guns. And to their credit, the Japanese make airsoft guns that are really realistic. And they do it because their people buy them, because their people can't have real guns. So, yeah, this socialist media nonsense has really gotten out of hand.
I can't really get into the details of it, but I mean, when you're talking about the bot farms, I've seen those for YouTube views, although YouTube sort of hammered down on that. They came down on that one, and basically they still do it to this day. Do you ever wake up one morning and you're like, how come I lost 500 subscribers 5 minutes ago?
Oh yeah.
They're like, yeah, we're purging the roles right now. That's we found that to be, you've got bots. Be happy we didn't take you down altogether, or whatever it works out. And same thing with Instagram. Right. Yeah, same thing with Instagram. But one thing that I always thought was foolproof, and I've been touting this until recently, and we'll talk about this when we get back. But until recently, I always thought podcasting was fairly foolproof on that one. And I got indications of how wrong I am on this. And I'm not happy about that at the moment. But I'll explain that when we get back. Now, Paul runs something called Student of the Gun. Student of the Gun is, you're going to get a lot of practical, usable information there if it's about carrying weapons. You're going to get a lot of practical, usable advice about which weapons you might want to carry. If you are looking for some books, well, Paul has written about 100,000,006, and they're all available at Student of the Gun. He also has video content available for you, and he has Student of the Gun University right now, which is in its infancy, beginning and it's already in motion, but that's where you would find that stuff out. All of it, you have to go to studentofthegun.com in order to do that. Go check out the store. That used to be something that Jared used to hammer us about. He'd be like in the background going, say, mention the store. Go check out the Student of the Gun store. We'll be right back. Airing out and getting rid of the grievances. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. Six charges against former President Trump and other defendants in the Georgia election interference case have been dropped. Georgia Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee dismissed charges related to solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer, while keeping the remaining 41-count indictment intact. Around 100 million U.S. TikTok users could have to find a new way to occupy hours of their time, as the House has approved a bill that may lead to the banning of the Chinese-owned app. Lawmakers express worries about the potential access of the Chinese government to the personal data of millions of Americans. In the race for California's next senator, Democratic Representative Adam Schiff has been surpassed by Republican Steve Garvey in the latest count. Garvey leads by just under 5,000 votes, with 85% of the ballots counted. Both candidates are expected to advance to November, vying for the seat left vacant by Dianne Feinstein. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Paul Markle, the professor from studentofthegun.com. In addition to guns, though, Paul understands media. Paul has to deal with media on a regular basis. And I mean, you do a podcast, right?
Yeah. Student of the Gun Radio every week.
Now, were you aware that there's the same kind of farms that you were describing? Were you aware that happens with podcasts as well?
No, but I'm not surprised, because everything that is digital and everything that is, you know, reliant upon views or clicks or whatever you want to call it, is susceptible to that. You know, and part of the issue that we've been dealing with, you and I and everybody in our industry, is, what's the difference between downloads and streaming? You know, that's another thing people will. You know, they're like, well, how many downloads does your show get? Which is when people obviously save the audio file to their device,
right.
Save to their phone or their
right.
laptop or their computer, whatever. They save it. But the truth is most people don't want to save things to their devices because it takes up space, right? So we have a situation where, you know, a lot of people, they don't save it. They don't download it. They just stream it. So they listen to it, and when it's over, it's gone. It's not taking up space on their phone or in the cloud or wherever.
Right.
Right. So, but for the longest time, they weren't calculating stream. They were just calculating downloads. So it's like, all right, but people listening is 10 times the number of people who are downloading and saving it to their device. Cause most people don't.
Right.
Most people just stream it. So then, you know, then you run into that. And so people are like, well, you know, if you can't give me the numbers, then I'm like, blah, 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 blah. You know, and then what's the algorithm for the CPI? Yeah. And then they're like, well, what's your CPI? You know, we need to know your CPI. We have to know your CPI numbers.
How would you know?
It's a constant, never-ending struggle.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you what happened with me. So when I got the job with Odyssey Broadcasting, I decided to move Lock and Load over to Odyssey Broadcasting because on their application where you can get all of their podcasts, 70 million people see that a day. What I did not know was that Lock and Load has been the vehicle that I've made a living off of for over a decade now. And sometimes the living has been quite nice and sometimes not nearly as nice. And sometimes it's been abysmal, but I've always managed to live off of it, right? And with them, they had recently converted over to IAB because of all of this bot nonsense, which is the 180 degrees away from the bot nonsense where they get out there and they don't count downloads from a huge amount of people. They won't count them. And then I had a week on Apple Podcasts and I ranked number 37 that week on Apple Podcasts in the category I am in. Okay. That day that I hit number 37 on the IAB downloads of Omni, which is where I was at, I downloaded, according to Omni, 159 times that day. So, if you're going to try to get out there and because nobody wants to know your rank, you can tell them your rank, but then they're going to want to know, well, how many impressions or how many this is or how many that's. And I don't have anything other to go on other than what they show. And I'm like, yeah, 159. I was number 37 in all of Apple Podcasts in my category. And I got 159 downloads. I mean, that just sounds stupid right there in and of itself, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How are you supposed to market that? 159.
Oh, dude, it goes back to, you know, when I was writing for print magazines. Print magazines would sell ads based on circulation.
Right.
You know, they would tell the advertisers that magazine has 100,000 circulation or 75,000 or 150 or 200, whatever, you know. But the dirty little secret was, is that in the magazine business, every 30 days or 90 days or whatever, depends on how your magazine is, whether it's a quarterly or whatever, those get pulled off of the mat and they get thrown in the recycle bin. You know, the guys, the stockers come in and they put the new ones up and the ones, you know, the old ones, if they're still there on the shelf, they go into the recycle bin. And we all knew, you know, as writers, that when the magazine is telling advertisers we have 100,000 circulation,
right?
We knew that 10, 15, 20,000 of those magazines were going into the recycle bin every 30 days. You know, but you don't talk about that. You know, you don't talk about those numbers. And we're in a situation where, yeah, like you said, it's an arms race. It's always changing. We're constantly chasing it. You know, 10 years ago, the way they were basing it, the ratings was one way. And now that is completely antiquated and they don't even look at that anymore.
Right.
The only thing I can tell people is like, look, probably one of the best indicators, and it's hard though, is human interaction. And I've been accused of being my dearly departed friend, Steve Lauer from Duracoat Manufacturing. Duracoat said he accused me of being a cult leader because at trade shows, it's like people would come up constantly. Oh, you know, I need slightly darker black. I heard, you know, they would say something that I said on the radio, Frog Lube. When Frog Lube first became a sponsor, you know, it's the Frog Lube product is Frog Lube Extreme. And when I would talk about it on the radio, I would put hard emphasis on the extreme,
right?
Like that, you know, like as Mountain Dew or something. And people would walk into the Frog Lube booth at trade shows at NRA, whatever, and go extreme. Yeah. And Larry knew exactly where it was coming from. And, he told us, of all the places we sponsor, he said, your fans are the most rabid. But the thing is that's hard. That's difficult. That's, you know, that it's almost like, well, that's anecdotal. And then you've got these, you know, like I said, these millennial college grads that are like, look at the numbers, look at these interactions or downloads or whatever. And you're like, okay, that's great. How much of that is real? How many of those are teenagers? How many of those are people that live in countries that will never be able to buy these products? You know, and what good does it do me if I'm a gun maker to get the Japanese teenage market all ginned up and excited about my products? I mean, that's nice, but it really doesn't do anything for me.
Right.
You know, so what does that mean? You know, is that a paying customer? And see, that's, you know, that's the thing. It's like, is that a paying customer?
Right. Well, that's what I always ask. I'm always, and I'll tell you something I found out the other day when we, in the next segment, just because, to your point, I mean, I've actually seen the evidence you're talking about. And, I'm not going to talk about where it was. Okay. But it was one of those aha moments, you know, where you get out there, aha. That's what, you know, that's what was happening. So with, Mr. Markle, of course, student of the Gun University. Now, is that all on site, Mark? Paul, is that all? I was about to say, is that all on site, Markle, or is that all?
Yeah. Gun is, we've been teaching classes for a long time, but we were offering them for sale on studentofthegun.com as, you know, as it's a separate page. And what we did this year is we created a standalone site.
Right.
SOTGU.com is a standalone site. And so it's 100% dedicated to the training. And we had it, well, we did that because we do both the in-person training. For instance, we've got classes right now. They're scheduled in Tennessee and in Texas. And everybody who signed up for the pistol classes in Tennessee and Texas is already enrolled in the university, and they're already taking the home study distance learning part.
So well, hold on right there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem. pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Log, talking to Paul Markle. I've just had a day, and I asked Paul if I could just vent with him, and he said yes. After he tempted me with his woolen apote coat in the snow. So here's the thing I found out about podcasting, which I didn't know. And I'll be honest with you, when I started the podcast, because the Lock and Load started out as Guns of America Radio when I was working with Gun Owners of America Radio, or Gun Owners of America, rather. And right. I had to, Larry Pratt's show was called Gun Owners News Hour, which he started that in 2007, I think. So when I got syndicated, when it had to change to Lock and Load because it was too close to Gun Owners News Hour, so we had to do that. And at that time, the first month that I had a podcast at all, that it was actually being uploaded and counted, I got 21 downloads. And I was using, I decided to go with the whole gun owners sort of tie-in with it, because I didn't think that Bill Talks About Gun Stuff would get very many downloads. But the whole time I've ever done it, I've never been aware of any sort of farm that you can get involved with, which will artificially take you places and make you look bigger than you are, right? And not in podcasting. So then I started looking at third party ranking sites and everything else that don't really have a dog in the fight. If you want to upload your podcast there, they'll monetize it and they'll split the monetization with you, sort of a, you know, they'll insert it and everything. And most of the time, it's not even going to be it's a non sequitur to your topic, but you know, you're getting paid anyway. When I started looking at the rankings and I was trying to figure out, how do I get better? How do I optimize this? Why am I so low? And you know, I've ranked as high as 30th and I've fallen out of the top 250 altogether. And I kind of think that's the natural order of things. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Well, you and I have a very similar path. You know, we started this. Well, what are we on now? Year 13 or year 12?
I'm on year 12.
Yeah. We're on year 12 also with Student of the Gun Radio. So what's happened in the last 10 years is the podcast world has become so crowded.
Yeah.
Because what they did from a technology standpoint is they made it so easy for people, for anybody. I mean, your grandma or mom, I don't have a grandma anymore, but you know, the average person's grandma could start a freaking podcast tomorrow. When we did it, you kind of had to, know the secret sauce. You know, you had to figure it out. You had to figure out your audio and your uploading and your, you had to figure all that out. Now it's like plug and play. And so it's become so crowded, I don't envy the listener. I don't envy the end user, because how the heck do they know that? I mean, there's so much noise,
right,
that it's hard to sort out right now, which is why you've got these influencer people and these people doing all these ridiculous stunts. You know, you have people that are doing basically circus acts because they're trying to get noticed. They're jumping up and down in a clown makeup trying to get noticed, because it's so crowded, because
right.
I'm very fortunate. I mean, we have people who've been listening nonstop, steady for 10, 11, 12 years, or they'll say, oh man, I've been listening since you did this bit on the radio. And I'm like, oh wow. That was like in 2014, or whatever, you know? So, it's difficult, you know, and it used to be, you know, years ago, a friend of mine, he said, the era of broadcast, and I thought, because most of us never, you know, use broadcast television. Well, what is it? It's actually a compound word, you know, broad, meaning far reaching, yep, wide. He said everything, and this is several years ago, but my friend, he said, everything is going to be narrow cast. Everything's going to be very, very niche or specific, or, you know, whatever, because there's so much. And I've noticed that with the app television and so forth. Now there's so many apps, but I think what's happening is there's too many. And nobody can survive. And so what they're doing is now they're conglomerating. They're like all, you know, coming together. I think there's actually only three companies that own all of the different
right.
various app TV things now. But our industry is very similar. We've got a lot of noise. There's a lot of chatter. There's so much. And anybody who's new, like I said, they got to put on clown makeup and jumping down, up and down, doing tricks to try and get attention.
Or they got to cheat.
Or they have to go to India and have them generate 10, 20, 30,000 fake downloads.
Right. Now, to that degree, I've gone to the third party thing that I use, and let's see. So today I'm out of the rankings as you might imagine, I expected to be. Now I was in the top 150 all week long, and the weekend has come, and I haven't uploaded anything in 2-3 days. So, I fell out of it. But when I go and I look at the top five in my category, if you look at the top five, they have all of these other, like, would you imagine that a political gun driven podcast would do really well in Peru?
Probably not, because I'm guessing that the number of citizen gun owners in Peru is relatively small.
Or Canada. Or New Zealand. Or Brazil. Or Denmark. Or Turkey. Or Trinidad and Tobago. Or Antigua.
Oh, yeah. I'm big in Trinidad and Tobago. I think I'm...
are you huge there?
Yeah. There's like... I have 18 dedicated followers in...
Now this is I'm looking at a podcast right now that stays in the top five day in and day out, and I know what his schedule is, and he has chart appearances on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 charts. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now I do my podcast 5 days a week, right? I've been doing it for 12 years. When you look at my drop-down menu at chart appearances, I'm on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So, looking at that, that makes it hard to market. That makes it hard to market. And, I don't really know what does this do for them? What does this do for them to get out there and artificially inflate their numbers like that?
Oh, yeah, but are you big in the Philippines? That's the question.
No, I'm not very big in the Philippines at all. I don't show up in the Philippines.
If you're big in the Philippines, if you're big in Malaysia, you could go to your sponsors and say, hey, man, look at me. It is what it is. It's the devil, and it's the devil we have to deal with.
Yeah.
And it's not getting any better because what we have, especially in our industry, what we have is we have, like I said, these college-educated millennials that have been taught to – they've been taught how to manipulate the numbers, how to manipulate the downloads or manipulate the likes or the interactions or the views or the whatever. And as long as we have these bot farms in India or the Philippines or China or wherever they are, as long as those exist, that's always going to be a thing. And like we said, you know, Mr. Jones, who runs XYZ gun company, doesn't want to deal with it, doesn't really understand it. He knows his grandkids are into that stuff. And so, you know, we just dealt with that. We were with the company for the entirety of Student of the Gun Radio.
Yeah.
And they've got a millennial marketing person who is all about, you know, not downloads, but social media impressions.
Right, right.
You know, you don't have that many social media impressions. So that's not my job.
No.
Paul Markle and Student of the Radio, Gun Radio, I'm not there for social media impressions.
That has to be the last word too, Paul, because we just ran out of time.
Yep. Oh no, not again.
Not again. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Talk to you again in about 21 hours. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.